Biden ties Israel to Ukraine in Oval Office address from White House bathed in red light. By Nick Gilbertson on October 19, 2023. President Joe Biden attempted to tie the terrorist attacks in Israel to the Russia-Ukraine war during his pitch from the Oval Office to send aid to both countries as the White House was bathed in red light. 2 minutes into his remarks, Biden pivoted from speaking about Hamas's terrorist attacks that murdered more than 1,300 in Israel several weeks ago to the brutality inflicted on the people of Ukraine. You know, the assault on Israel echoes nearly 20 months of war, tragedy, and brutality inflicted on the people of Ukraine. People that were very badly hurt since Putin launched his all-out invasion, he said. We have not forgotten the mass graves, the bodies found bearing signs of torture. Rape used as a weapon by the Russians, and thousands of Ukrainian children forcibly taken into Russia, stolen from their parents, he added. He then likened Hamas to Russian President Vladimir Putin. They both want to completely annihilate a neighboring democracy, completely annihilate it. Hamas to sustain a purpose for existing is a destruction of the state of Israel and the murder of Jewish people, he said, going on to add. Meanwhile, Putin denies Ukraine has or ever had real statehood. He claims the Soviet Union created Ukraine. And just 2 weeks ago, he told the world that if the United States and our allies withdraw, and if the United States withdraws, our allies will as well. Military support for Ukraine would have a week left to live, but we're not withdrawing. Biden went on to say he would submit an urgent budget request to Congress to fund America's national security needs. To support our critical partners, including Israel and Ukraine, is a smart investment that's going to pay dividends for American security for generations, he claimed. At the end of his speech, Biden touted his secret trip to Ukraine to meet with the nation's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, and compared himself to President Abraham Lincoln. I'm told I was the first American to enter a war zone not controlled by the United States military since President Lincoln, he claimed, adding he brought with him the idea of America, the promise of America.